In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only.
Q Code presents Baraska, starring Cole Sprouse, created by Rebecca Klingel.
Baraska is presented by Mint Mobile. Don't let big wireless providers scare you into a bad phone plan. Get affordable premium wireless service for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Baraska.
I'm sorry I brought us up here.
Didn't seem like you could control yourself.
Where do we go now?
Back to the hotel. We need to regroup.
Do you think it's safe?
I don't know anymore, thanks to you.
I know. I'm sorry. We should move hotels. Get further out of town. Stay in Blaine, maybe.
It doesn't matter where we go. They'll figure out where we are.
Still.
Do you have any money? Because I prepaid through the first at the Prince Ridge with the rest of my money.
Not enough. Fuck.
Look, our cover's blown. They know we're here now. I mean, this is probably the last night we'll have free of cops, unless they come visiting after midnight.
I'll stay up tonight. All night. I'll make sure nobody tries to get in our room.
That's good, Sam.
I'm serious.
Maybe I'll stay up with you. We could play bullshit all night like we used to.
We need at least three people for that. And booze.
Here you go. Feliz Navidad.
All right. Tequila. That's one problem solved. That's still a three-player game. What about Crazy Eights?
Oh, I got a better idea. How about Hold'em?
You were always terrible at Hold'em.
Maybe I got better.
I hope so. Every time we played, you were hammered by 9:30.
Well, maybe you guys shouldn't have turned it into a drinking game and then ganged up on me.
Well, it's not our fault you have no poker face.
I do too have one.
No, your face is way too expressive. You give everything away.
Well, I'm better at it now. I'm a great liar.
What's the bet?
Pork rinds.
All right, Destaro, you're on. Stop. Stop the car.
Shit, Sam, what the hell?
I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
You'll see.
Need any help?
I got it. Hell yeah. I got us a Christmas tree. It's small, but still. Christmas tree.
Wow, you make that look so easy.
Shut up.
Oh, unfortunately, I don't have anything to strap this beast to the roof with.
Oh. Okay, fine, if you don't want it.
No, no, I love it. It's perfect. All 3 feet of it.
Maybe we can steal some lights to decorate it.
Shit, we really are that broke.
Come on. All the stores are closed by now. Take us to the square.
You think it's safe?
All the cops are up in the mountain, and the closest neighborhood is almost a mile away. It'll be dead. And the tree needs lights. Might as well get something out of tonight.
Aw, I miss the days of vandalizing Drisking, Missouri with you.
Those days aren't over yet, shortcake.
What are you doing?
I can't take it anymore. I can't.
Stop packing snow into the speakers. God, you're such a Grinch.
Okay. We were literally stealing Christmas decorations from the town square.
Oh my God, we are. I'm a Grinch.
Just embrace it. Oh, what about these?
Those are purple. That's not a Christmas color.
Hey, did you hear back from your source yet, by the way?
No, not yet, but I don't expect to. My text was pretty rude.
Oh, so what? He lied to you about Baraska. We have no idea where it is now.
He omitted, but yes.
You know I need to know who he is, Kay.
Yeah, I know. Look, if he doesn't respond by tomorrow night and explain himself, I'll tell you everything about him. It won't matter then.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm curious as hell. And nervous.
You probably should be.
That doesn't make me feel any better, Kay.
I know what I'm doing. Oh, grab those ones.
The LED ones around the banner?
No, the ones around the gazebo. They're warmer.
Jesus, you can't even look directly at that thing.
Yeah, they went a little overboard with the lights. No way they'll miss a single strand.
No, fuck that. Let's take them all. Drisking doesn't deserve a Christmas.
Hey, Sam, do you think the Christmas lights would stretch all the way to the sledding hill right there?
Yeah, probably. There's an outlet behind the tea hut that I used to charge my phone at, so they should stretch. Why? What do you want to do?
I want to leave a message. One they're not gonna miss.
I guess we're done laying low.
What's the point? If they can cap us any minute, I want to at least get some shots in.
Cap us? Oof. We gotta work on your street talk, Testaro.
Hey, uno, dos, tres, cinco? Cinco shots? Or maybe siete shots?
Yo, less tequila, more action. Are you calling or what? You call?
Nope, I bet. Three more pork rinds.
All right, give me the tequila. I call. Flip them.
Oh, are you kidding me? How do you know I was bluffing?
I told you, you have a shit poker face.
But I worked on it.
It's not a bad thing. You've got an honest face.
That's something people say about ugly people.
Unsportsmanlike conduct, Kay. You should have to eat double your wager for that.
No, no, please don't make me eat 12 pork rinds. I'll be sportsman like I swear, please.
Fine, six it is then.
Oh.
Remember when you melted cheese on those to make pork rind nachos?
Oh, God, Sam, stop. I swear to God, I'm gonna throw up in your bed.
Kyle ate them all.
Oh, God, stop. I forgot about that.
That might have been the highest I'd ever seen him. That was the night he told me he wanted to be a map maker.
Like a cartographer? He never told me that.
He was really high. He said he didn't trust that all maps were accurate and he wanted to find out for himself. Draw his own maps, which he theorized would be different from anyone else's. Like, he'd discover shit that no one else had.
Maps are a matter of perspective. Shit, he was in another galaxy that night.
He was right. Like, on a philosophical level.
I've thought about Kyle's map theory a few times. The road from my house to Emma's house was about 4 miles. And the road from Baraska to the hospital was also 4 miles. But I can tell you that one felt 10 times longer than the other. If I was drawing that map, those roads wouldn't be comparable.
I've taken that same path down off that mountain a million times in my life. I never stumble, but that last day when I was coming down alone, it felt so much steeper and so much longer.
Looks like even Kyle can be right sometimes. It's Eric.
Oh, tell him Feliz Navidad from me.
Hey. Yeah, hang on. Let me put you on speaker.
Hey, Eric!
Shit, girl, you drunk?
How the hell can you tell?
Please, I've got 3 sisters. So I've done some looking online. I've made some queries in the dark and dirty places of the deep web. Look, these guys are very clean. I can't find anything in the dark web, on the surface web, or through my contacts. Nobody knows anything. However, they're selling their product.
They're selling people.
Yeah, well, it's a tight ship, man.
So does that mean they're paper files after all?
No. No, it probably means they're on a remote hard drive, only accessible through a VPN.
So we're screwed.
No, we're not screwed. That's just Eric's theory.
It's not a theory. It's what they're doing. I know my shit, Sam.
Yeah, but you don't know Driskin.
So what do we do? Where do we look?
Somewhere with access to internet.
Well, that doesn't narrow down jack shit.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry. But did you really think it was gonna be that easy?
Oh, I think I'm gonna puke.
Oh my god.
So how's it going out there?
Well, our cover is blown.
Fuck, man. It hasn't even been a day.
And they moved Baraska to God knows where.
Anything else?
Yeah. We put up a Christmas tree in our hotel room. We stole the lights from town, and Kimber made a star out of newspaper.
That's great, man. You need some holiday spirit. Listen, Leah Dixon has been trying to get a hold of you. You stopped by, she's worried. You need to answer her calls.
Shit.
Her ass is on the line. For you. She could lose her job or worse. You need to keep her in the loop.
Yeah, you're right. I'll call her. I don't know what I'm doing here.
You're following the plan.
What plan?
Kimber was pretty clear that her plan was to kill those sick fucks. My plan was to help you get evidence to expose them via media bomb. Come on, man. How high are you?
Oh, fuck off. And I know that, but I have a number of reservations about this shit.
So do I. How are the breakfast sandwiches?
What is with you and the breakfast sandwiches?
Just answer me. I'd like to know I'm helping.
You know the breakfast sandwiches are fucking awesome.
Let me know if you want me to send you a care package.
No, thank you, Mother.
I found these ones with syrup infused in the bacon.
Fine. I'll send you the address.
I already got it. 209.
Shit, you can really find anything on the internet.
Yep. But I'm probably not the only one looking. How's everything else?
What everything else?
Your dependence on a certain,
Oh, I'm fine.
So you brought some with you. Figures.
This isn't the time, man.
For what?
For this conversation. Quit doing smack. It's not the time for any of it.
You know Kimber could help you.
Just drop it. I gotta go. I got shit to do tomorrow.
Hey, I was thinking tomorrow, we could...
I just need a minute.
Is that your kit? You don't need to do that, Sam. Sam, please. Please.
I'll be out in a few minutes.
Don't. You're breaking my heart.
Thank you.
I was in the nightmare place. Somewhere between unconscious and aware. Here my fears could overwhelm me, and there was nothing I could do to stop them. So I didn't try. It had been risky going into town in the middle of the night. Just like it had been risky to fly hellbent into Baraska before that. But there were no cops at the Prince Ridge when we got back. No note on the door, no blinking red light on the phone. I knew this didn't mean they didn't know we were here. If Eric did, they did. So they were either watching us closely or didn't care at all. Both were discouraging. We had less time to pull this off now, and there was a lot to do. We needed to figure out who had the trafficking records, how we could get close enough to Cleary and Jimmy to kill them, and I had to figure out who Kimber's contact was. I thought of her face earlier, when she'd begged me to stop. She told me I was breaking her heart. She'd never know how sorry I was for that. After so many years of pain, heroin was the cradle that made me whole in the night. It was the monster I never wanted to slay. It was a friend. So I laid there, and I let the sweet euphoria roll through my body. If we were going to be killed in our sleep, I wanted to go out like this. An hour later, the dope finally brought me peace. No faces. No voices, no feelings, no pain. Just me, drifting on a black ocean under the stars. So calm I didn't know where the sea ended and the stars began. Was it real? It sounded real. I opened my eyes to look over at the window, expecting to see the shiny gentleman looking back at me. Not the real shiny gentleman, not the deadly piece of machinery I'd seen earlier that very day. I expected to see a real monster. A man. But there was no one there. Instead, I watched the snowflakes fall through the empty fluorescent light over our door. And I slipped back into unconsciousness.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
What time is it?
10. So guess what? I found out where Phil lives. I got you a bottle of water right there.
You went out without me?
Yeah, all the way to the vending machine.
Yeah. Well, after what we left on the hill last night, we stay together at all times.
Okay. I think we should go talk to Phil today.
Saunders, huh? He's still here?
Yeah, according to Facebook, everyone's still here. Also, guess who he married?
I don't know. Lily Wallstein?
Paige Barry.
Backstage Paige?
The one and only. And he's got kids, daughters he probably wants to protect. Phil knows what happens to girls in this town. Should we go see him? Maybe we can secure another ally. Phil's a friendly.
Kyle would disagree with that.
Kyle is such a hypocrite. I mean, he bought weed from Phil almost every week. I mean, Christ, Phil even named a strain after him. Remember a kyleidoscope?
Oh, was that that pretty purple bud?
No, that was shiny gentleman gelato. Anyway, Kyle's always been wrong about Phil. He's on our side. What? What's wrong?
I just remember. I think I heard it last night.
Heard what last night?
A shiny gentleman.
Sam.
I heard the scream, Kimber. I know I did. Baraska's still here. They're still using the scream.
I'm just saying, you shot up some vitamin H before you went to bed.
I know what I heard.
Maybe you did. I don't know.
I did. We can find Baraska again. We can go up there and stream it live to the internet. All of it. Every asshole, every abuse, every moment. It'll be undeniable. We can expose it all.
Okay, that's a good plan, but we need to try and find the records first. We don't want to underestimate them. They could bury a video.
It'll be live streamed.
I don't know how. Money is great at suppressing shit. We need multiple pieces of evidence. The records, with names, dates, deaths. Imagine how much harder they'll go down with a two-prong attack.
You make a point.
Plus, I still need to kill a couple people. I'm not leaving until they're dead. Not imprisoned, dead.
Yeah, we won't live stream that part.
You know, if you're right, a Baraska scream means a Baraska party at Ambercott tonight.
I am right. I think they know we were there yesterday.
You think the scream was a message to us?
Feels like it.
Are you okay? You don't look good, Sam.
Oh, what the hell? No, I'm just tired. It's been a fucked up few days.
Okay, well, you can regroup in the shower and hope that Phil has coffee at his house.
Fuck. We're really going to Phil's house?
Yeah, we need friends. Information. And who knows more than the local drug dealer?
You should be wearing more layers.
I'm wearing a million layers. No one's gonna recognize me.
I meant because you're cold.
That's because we parked a half mile away.
Until I steal us some new plates, we can't be too careful. Well, you think he's home?
He should be. On Facebook, it looked like he was unemployed.
Classic Phil.
Can I help you?
Oh, shit.
If you're looking for my wife...
Actually, we're looking for you.
Holy shit. Kimber DeStaro?
Hey, Phil.
Hey, back off, man.
You came back? No one ever comes back. But I should have known you could. Where the hell have you been, Kimber? Paige is gonna shit herself.
I've been around. Not here, but...
Come on, I'll show you my studio. We can talk in there. I can't believe I didn't hear you're back. You must be laying real low. You know there's no secrets in this town.
Well, that's debatable.
So, tell me everything. Did you really run away, or did your dad take you to Cali? I'm crazy curious.
I left on my own, but I'm back now.
Nice. Nice. You looking for Landy? Because I hope someone told you.
Yes, actually, I am looking for him. Do you know where he is?
I'm pretty sure he's still living with the Landys, right?
No, not anymore. Apparently they've moved him.
Oh, yeah, Parker told me something about that. I think he was looking for him, too.
Parker was looking for his brother?
Yeah. So that's why you're back? Kyle? He's in rough shape, Kay. You know that, right? Sam beat the absolute shit out of him before he took off. Really sad and messed up. It's always the quiet ones, right?
Right.
Speaking of quiet ones, who's this? Your boyfriend?
No.
Hey, guy, you want to back up? You're right in front of my stove. Oh, shit.
Saunders? I didn't fucking hurt Kyle.
What are you doing back here, man?
I have a list.
Shit. I'm not on that list, am I?
Of course not. We're just hoping to catch up with you. And Drisking, in general. You know, who's who and who's where these days.
Yeah, sure. I mean, what do you want to know?
I want to know what the fuck you're making. Because this definitely isn't how you make meth, Saunders.
I'm not making meth. What the fuck?
Is it some sort of designer drug?
No, it's soap. For my Etsy store.
You're a soap maker?
I'm an artisan, dick. Hand me that laurel leaf, would you?
Do you have an Etsy shop?
Saunders scented soaps. Organic, vegan, zero waste, totally ethical. No chemicals.
Everything is made of chemicals, dumbass.
So, Kay, what do you want to know?
Clary, what's his thing these days? Still retired, or does he have an office somewhere?
Killian Cleary and his wife died about 7 years ago? 8?
Cleary's dead?
Yeah, he is. House flare.
How did it start?
Rumor I heard was an old salt lamp, I think. But around here, who knows?
Wow, okay. Is anyone else that we used to know dead?
Besides you? Nah.
What about missing?
You know, that's a different story. It's Drisking. You mind grabbing those seashell molds, Kay? I got a custom order for a wedding that's got to go out today. Wedding favors are probably half my business.
Sure. How's Mike doing?
Good. He's on his second marriage. Claire Little this time. He's a cop.
Mike's a fucking cop.
Sheriff's deputy. And yeah, we don't talk much.
That motherfucker.
Does he hang out with the rest of the deputies?
Yeah, mostly.
And Sheriff Walker?
I don't know anything about Sheriff Walker.
But
if you guys have more questions, just go to the Baraska party tonight. Those drunk kids will tell you anything.
So I did hear a scream last night.
Yeah, around 3 a.m.
Phil, listen. Sam and I, we just want this to stop. All of it. You know what they're doing up there. It's not good.
If you say so.
Phil, we need allies, please. Help us take these guys down. It's been long enough. We can stop the murders, the kidnappings, worse.
I'm sorry, Kay, but I don't know anything about any murders or kidnappings.
Oh, bullshit. You know what they do on that mountain. You knew more than anyone when we were kids.
I was high off my ass when we were kids. Come on, man. I'm just a humble soap maker now.
We're gonna expose them, Phil. Every single one of them. Everything they took
from— Keep your fucking voice down. I have neighbors. Watch it! You knocked over—
Don't touch her!
That was my saffron, man.
Please, please, Phil. If you're not willing to help us, then maybe there's something you could tell us.
There isn't.
I know you don't want this.
Well, if I think of anything, I'll let you know.
Phil, please.
Fuck. Fuck! That was the sheriff and his wife.
Open the garage.
You shouldn't be here, Kay. And he really shouldn't be here.
Why are you scared of him?
Here. This is Agarwood soap with gold leaf. My most expensive. Take it. It's a gift. But you need to go—
I know you don't want this. You can help us end this shit.
Walker! Walker! You said we could go sledding.
I want the pink sled.
Girls, go back inside.
Who are you?
Wendy? Willow? You know you're not allowed in your dad's studio.
Kimber?
Paige, get them out of here.
What is she doing here?
Get out!
Girls, come on. Inside.
Phil.
I'll be right in.
Sam?
Those are interesting names you picked out for your kids.
Yeah, well, you know, Paige picked them.
Willow and Wendy, huh?
It really is time for you guys to leave. I don't want to be rude about it.
Those aren't your kids, Saunders. You're fucking part of this.
Leave my daughters out of this.
They're not your fucking daughters. Willow and Wendy, those are Graham Walker's kids. We know how the names work, Saunders.
Please. I live here, man. This is my life. Kimber, I'm sorry.
Fuck you.
That's just the way it is here. You know that, Kimber. The way it's always been. You can't change anything.
Watch me.
Why are you doing your hair? Aren't we wearing hats?
I figure there's no point. They know. Even without that shit with Mira, Phil's a gossip. Oh, and there's our message from last night.
Right. So, we're going as ourselves now?
Yeah, why not? Ooh, make me one. Ow, ow, it burns, it burns!
Oh. Are you not the woman I saw racking a sawed-off shotgun yesterday like it was nothing?
That doesn't mean my skin is impervious to burns, idiot.
You think I should shave my beard?
Yeah, you should. The jig is up. Also, I'm curious what you look like under there.
Me too. What do you think? What? Is that bad?
Your face is just...
What?
It's nothing bad. It's just... You look like your dad.
Oh. I guess I should have kept the beard.
No, Sam, I'm sorry. It took me off guard. You're still you.
I know.
I just wasn't expecting it, is all.
I'm sorry.
No, it's...
I'll grow it out again.
Please don't. It's you. I like you. I just had to get used to it for a second.
Okay.
I swear, you look good. Maybe it'll even subconsciously trick people into telling us stuff. You looking like the sheriff. We could interrogate the drunk kids,
Fine. But I want to be bad cop.
I don't think you could pull off bad cop. You're a marshmallow.
I'm not sure you could pull it off either, Shortcake. Just too adorable.
That's rude. And you're wrong. I'm actually better at delivering the killing blow because people never expect me to. It stings more.
I guess we could both be good cops.
God knows Drisking needs more of those. You ready to go?
Just give me 5 minutes in the bathroom.
Sam, could you do it after instead, when we get back from Ambercott?
I'm sorry, Kay. I just can't.
Was the hike always this long?
Yeah, it was always this long. Maybe even longer because our legs were shorter.
Kyle's map theory?
It's got merit.
Feels like we've been walking for hours. Was it always this steep?
Stop complaining, and that's not gonna help.
Fuck. Are we old?
You're old. I'm just out of shape.
Well, that's new.
Yeah. How incredibly festive. Someone really took the time to hang Christmas lights on Ambercott.
Looks like a professional job.
Well, that's creepy. You know, they brought me here before Baraska.
We've never talked about it, Kay.
I know, we haven't.
And we're not gonna do it here. So, I think your source is at this party. Hey, watch it.
Not a chance. He's not a teenager, Sam.
Is he a parent? He's missing a kid? A deputy? Does he actually know anything useful?
Sam,
shit! How old are you guys?
What?
I think you missed the turn for book club.
Wait!
Hey, give that back!
Why?
That's my beer, man!
Cool it. We're already halfway to Baraska. This isn't exactly the safest place to get aggressive. We're here to talk to people. Quietly.
Relax. I got this. You know anybody here?
Not yet. Let's get up there and see who's inside.
Exactly, are we hoping to eavesdrop on?
Any helpful intel we can get. There's also the women in white, if they still do that.
All right, we can do that.
And any mention of, you know, Kyle.
I doubt these kids know anything about Kyle.
Still, would you stop drinking that? This is serious. We need all of our wits.
It's half a beer. It ain't gonna do shit.
But actually, that's your second beer, and I can't believe you turned me into the drink police.
It's keg beer. It's like water. Far cry from your 85-second keg stand record, huh, Shortcake?
Why do you call me that?
I don't know. You're like a foot shorter than me now. And your hair smells like cake.
It does not smell like cake.
Well, I think we need a second opinion. Hey, braces! Come smell my friend's
do
hair.
Do not volunteer my hair to pubescent strangers, Sam!
Why are you so upset about your cake hair? It smells nice.
I do not have cake hair! I have doubts about the structural integrity of this treehouse.
Yeah, I also have some rising concerns.
Holy shit, dude. I just want to tell you, I spent the last 10 minutes freaking out in the corner because I thought you were the sheriff. You look exactly like him. Unfucking candy.
Yeah, well, I'm not.
Hey, Park!
Oh my god.
Yo, this guy looks exactly like the sheriff, but he's not. He's fucking crazy.
Holy shit, Patrick! You found Sam Walker!
The dude that attacked your brother? Hey, what the fuck, man?
Parker, wow, how have you been?
Kimber? I thought you were in California, girl. Still hot? No surprise.
Parker, you know I didn't hurt Kyle.
No need for lies, son. You forget. I've had the pleasure of watching you and my brother beat the shit out of each other.
All right, that was once.
Relax. I never believed you did it, okay? You guys were practically boyfriends.
Easy.
If anyone's had beef with Kyle, it was Phil Saunders. Anyway, Kyle beat him up the day before he got jumped. At Kimber's Baraska party.
He did?
Yeah, he did.
So what? You guys moved back home together? You been living it up for a decade while my brother's brain rots?
No.
You move in on my brother's girl as soon as he was out of the picture?
Park, stop. No. No, Sam and I hadn't seen each other since that summer. Not until a week ago.
Then why are you back?
We're here to end the status quo.
The what?
We're here for Kyle. Please, Parker, if you can tell us anything, if you could tell us where he is, or,
I don't know where he is. My parents put him in some sort of home. They won't tell me where because they said it's too painful to visit him, and that he wouldn't know we were there anyway.
Did Kyle ever speak to you after he came home from the hospital? Were there any signs of life at all? And any sign that he's not...
Brain dead. Kimber thinks maybe he's just sedated.
You think he's just drugged? No. No way. Before they moved him out, I spent years with Kyle. He's gone, okay? Sorry.
That doesn't mean it's not true.
Girls still disappear around here, Park.
Girls hate Drisking. They run off by the droves. Oh, I can't wait to get the fuck out of here. I'm applying to jobs in Miami.
And you don't think that's weird?
I think that's just Drisking.
Is there anything else you know about Drisking that could help us? Rumors or...
Well, I mean, somebody vandalized the square last night, rearranged the Christmas lights, and staked them into the hill. Yo, Patrick, what did the lights say again?
On the hill this morning? A motherload of rape and murder.
That's right. I heard it's a play on the town motto.
Yeah, a motherload of family values.
I hear the sheriff wasn't too happy about it.
Good. The truth hurts.
Right. By the way, sorry about your mom, Walker.
What about my mom?
The accident. I know it happened a while ago, but this is the first time I've seen you, so, you know, sorry.
What are you talking about? What accident?
Sam, come with me for a second, please.
No, I want to know what the fuck he's talking about. What fucking accident, Parker?
Shit, calm down. The car accident. You do know your mom's dead, right? About 6 years ago?
What are you smoking? I saw my mom's car in the driveway yesterday. It's got wifey on the fucking plate, Park.
Yeah. That's not your mom's car. Really? No one's told you?
Did you know? Did you know, Kimber?
Yes, but only for a few days. I was gonna tell you, I swear, my source
well,
yo, said...
Your fucking mystery source told you that my mother was dead and you didn't bother to mention it to me?
I'm just gonna...
Sam, wait, talk to me,
good
don't just...
You guys.
Hey, watch it!
That's the guy that stole my beer. Hey, asshole! You like stealing shit? Old fucking man at a party? You a perv?
Don't you fucking touch me!
Yeah, here's a lot,
stop.
Do you pervert?
Watch the open door!
You killed him!
Go, we need to go!
You wouldn't get off me. I didn't kill him. Did I? No. God, Kimber, did I?
I seriously doubt it, you fucking asshole. There's about 4 feet of powder down there. If there wasn't, you probably would have killed him.
He's okay!
Let's fucking go.
What about the women and wife?
I don't know. We have to leave now. You fucked us, Sam. You fucked us.
You heard what he called me.
Yeah, that didn't mean you needed to escalate. He couldn't have been more than 19. What the fuck is wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? I just had to learn. My mom died? Fucking Parker? Because my supposed best friend didn't tell me? What the shit, Kimber?
I was going to. You've been just so volatile lately, and I didn't...
Didn't what?
I didn't want to deal with it, okay? No, that's not what I meant.
Unfucking believable.
I meant that I didn't know if I could handle you when you found out. You've been so explosive, so angry and unpredictable.
You still owed it to me. And you owed it to me to be my friend.
You owe it to me to be my friend. You've been insane since we've been here, starting screaming matches, fights, almost getting in car accidents. You're supposed to be my partner, Sam, on my team.
I am on your team.
No, you're on your team. Team Addiction.
Don't fucking start with that nonsense. This whole plan of yours is falling apart because it's shit. Not because of me or my fucking dope.
God, you really believe that, don't you?
Don't blame the junkie, Kay. At the end of the day, we're two broke-ass motherfuckers trying to take down a well-established, well-funded, well-protected human trafficking ring with, let's see, a trunk full of guns and an unknown, untrustworthy ally who you won't share.
Just listen.
And who's been feeding you fucking lies. You heard Parker. Kyle's a vegetable, just like I said.
How do you know Parker can even tell the difference between medicated and brain dead?
This was always going to be impossible. Impossible.
If you really believe that, then why did you come?
To protect you from yourself.
Well, you're doing a shit job of that.
I fucking know.
I can help you. You just have to let me. We can get you off of that stuff. I want my fucking friend back.
Don't. Don't ask me to choose, Kimber. Neither you nor I want to know what that answer is. What?
Is that?
Fuck.
It's an ATV, Sam. From those ATV mine tours, they just left it here, so close to the path.
Mile marker 112.
112? That's... No, that can't be right. What was I?
54.
That's 58 women in less than 10 years?
At least 58. This thing looks like it's been out here a couple years.
No wonder we're seeing mile markers everywhere. This is bad, Sam. Bad.
Let's get out of here. Now. We're in over our heads. I'm sorry. I know you wanted to beat these fucks, Kay, but there's just not a lot one woman and two ex-cons can do.
I'm not leaving without Kyle. Can you at least give me that? Sam.
We're being followed.
My God.
No, look.
They're following us. God.
Just drive us back to the hotel. We're not doing anything wrong.
They're still following us.
That's okay. One more mile. Stay calm.
Why are they flashing us?
Just keep going. They're not pulling us over. They're just being dicks. See? They kept going. They're just trying to scare us.
Well, it fucking worked. What are you doing?
Packing.
But we're not leaving town without Kyle, right?
What preceded was the worst fight Kimber and I ever had. I don't even want to write down some of the shit I said, but I promised Leah I would tell you everything. So I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Even though you'll wish I had. How are we going to take care of him, huh? Did you think of that? Where are we going to get the resources? The money?
I'm not leaving him here.
Then what's the plan? What if the only way to transport him without killing him is an ambulance? We're going to rent one of those, Kimber?
I don't know.
And where would we set him up? My shithole apartment? Or the car you're living in?
It was a low fucking blow. And I knew it.
I've lived in cars before, Kimber. I know what it looks like.
Well, only for the last month and only because I spent all my money and effort preparing for this. Every last cent I had. I told you, I am not leaving without Kyle.
Why fucking not?
What could he possibly be to you anymore?
You know what he is.
Yeah, I know exactly what he is.
Oh, shut! Just stop it! Just shut up!
What if your guy's right? Huh? And Kyle is in there. Are you gonna tell him who you are to him?
No, of course not! I would just hurt him!
You better believe I'll tell him.
Oh, you wouldn't. You'd never do that.
Don't say it. Don't you fucking say it.
Don't you think he has a right to know he's your goddamn brother?
Asshole.
Why? Why are you doing this? Why won't you let me carve out a little bit of happiness in this brutal, angry, painful world? Kyle is the only thing I've ever asked for. The only thing! Haven't I paid enough for him? Bled enough? Suffered enough?
Kimmer, I just...
And you know what else? I can't have kids. Ever. They found that out at Baraska.
Shit, Kay.
So, what does it hurt for Kyle and I to love each other? Yes, like that.
Nothing. It doesn't hurt anything. I'm sorry.
I was. But it was too late. I already caused too much damage. Can we just go to bed tomorrow morning? I don't know. We can come up with a new plan. I'm guessing you've called all the living caretaking places?
Yes.
Then we'll have to start kicking down doors, I guess. I'm gonna hit the head.
Of course you are.
As much as I wanted, no, needed, to chase the dragon, there were too many faces cycling through my mind. Disappointed faces, hurt faces. For once, it bothered me. I can't remember how Kimmer smiles. I can't remember if she has dimples. I can't remember if I do, either. Doesn't seem like I'll find out the answer to either soon. I just want... What the hell? Go lock yourself in the bathroom.
It's probably just the night manager yelling at us for being loud.
What?
It's him.
Who?
My contact. Sam, wait!
Hey, kid. You look like shit. You got a hug for your Uncle Jimmy?
What the fuck had Kimber done?
Baraska stars Cole Sprouse as Sam Walker, Sarah Yarkin as Kimber DeStaro, Bo Knapp as Eric Tucker, Michael Deary as Phil Saunders, Deanna Rooney as Paige Saunders, Mace Coronel as Parker Landy, Sean McGuire as Jimmy Prescott, with additional performances by Chloe Elise Ellis, Mariah Farms, Mike Markoff, Angelo Diona, Chantal Williams, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, Jeffrey Kennedy, Sean Broyles. Written and created by Rebecca Klingel. Directed by Kristen Burke. Executive produced by Cole Sprouse, Rebecca Klingel, Rob Herding, David Henning, Sandra Yi Ling, and Michelle Zarati. Co-executive producer, Xinyin Hiyu. Produced by Brandon Weisner. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Additional music by Brian Kesley. Music editor Brian Kesley and David Tadashore. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, David Tadashore, and Gabe Birch. Edited by Neely Oftering. Sound design by Christoph Klesse. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Additional mixer Sarah Ma. Casting director Meg Mormon and Sunday Bowling. Assistant director Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor Omar Barahona. Set teacher Celeste Armstrong. Production coordinator, Tom Breck. Head production assistant, Nathan Yan. Production assistant, Alex Buda. Post coordinator, Emma Jacobson. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pinchun Liu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Baraska is a Q-Code production. Sound recording copyright 2022 by Q-Code Media, Inc.
Baraska is presented by Mint Mobile. Don't let big wireless providers scare you into a bad phone plan. Get affordable premium wireless service for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Baraska.
Are you a Marvel fan?
Matt, you know I am.
Jeff, I was asking the listener.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it seemed like a weird question because, you know, we've been doing a Marvel podcast together for 9 years now.
No, I was trying to grab the attention of all the Marvel fans out there for this ad.
Oh.
I thought it was weird, too. You should definitely warn us.
Good note, Ashley. Well, if you like Marvel movies and TV as much as we do, join us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast.
He did it again.
Hi, just checking in. And seeing if you might want to step away from the noise of the world for just a moment and connect back to you. If so, join me on my podcast, Letting It Settle with Michael Galleon, where we'll explore mindfulness, self-love, and personal growth as I share practical insights and tools to hopefully help inspire you to start to take charge of your mental and emotional well-being. Search for Letting It Settle with Michael Galleon on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening now.